我们一起来读今天的经文，在马太福音十三第五章十三到十六节。
Let's read today's scriptures in Matthew 5:13-16.
翻到之后，我们一起起立来攻读神的话语。
Let's all rise and read together.
我们同声用任何的语言，预备，请。
你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？
以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。你们是世上的光，晨照在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫你们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。各位请坐。
Please be seated.
有人常常问一个问题，说到底教会跟社会是不是应该要分开呢？
So people often ask, can church separate itself from the society?
有人这样子认为，他说教会乃是被神呼召出来的一群人，那所有的基督徒应该是全心全意投入神国的事业，就应该与世无争，不问世事才对。
So some people believe that church people are those who were called by God and who are separated and devote themselves only to the heavenly affairs, leave the world alone. So what do you believe?
你们认为呢？不是哈。几天前我在微信上转发了一则有关于鼓励基督徒要关心政治的文章，马上就有人寄短信给我。
So a few days ago, I forwarded a WeChat message that encouraging Christians to pay attention to politics.
短信是这样写的，他说基督徒只要读经、祷告、传福音就好了。世俗那些不信的人所做的与我们有什么相干？不要与那些不信的人同父一儿。
So immediately I receive a reply. It says, Christian only needs to study the Bible and spread the gospel. What the unbelievers are doing have nothing to do with us.
请问你觉得他说的有没有道理？
So do you think it makes any sense?
有道理啦，有没有？这是因为你们听过我上一篇的信息，健康教会的政治观，所以你们觉得有道理。
So you think it makes sense because we were talking about the last time we're talking about the political view of a church.
上一次我就谈过，其实我自己以前就是这种幼稚的想法。
So I talk about I used to believe that also.
以前呢，经常呢以无知的理由来拒绝履行基督徒的社会责任。
And sometimes I find excuses to escape from my social responsibilities.
其实当耶稣教导教会是世上的盐，也是世上的光，这说明教会与世界是息息相关，不能够分开的。
But when Jesus told us to be salt and light of the world, which means we cannot separate ourselves from the world.
虽然教会信徒不属这个世界，不能够爱世界，但是呢，我们要效法神，他爱世人。但是英文是讲 God loved the world, 是爱世界啊。
However, we do not belong to the world, but we should not love the worldly things, but we should love the world at the same way that God loves the world.
所以基督徒应当是如同羊进入狼群当中，除了要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽，更要小心翼翼地面对社会中种种的险恶的环境，而且还要影响改变整个已经变质的社会。
So that's why Christians are just like sheep among wolves. We need to be as cunning as serpents and as innocent as doves to deal with the danger of this world. Not only so, we also need to influence the society.
因此，拥有一个健康的社会观，对我们基督徒而言乃是非常重要的。
So that's why very important for Christians to have a healthy view of the society.
好，那我请问大家，我们今天所处的社会，你认为是越来越好，还是越来越糟？
So let's take a look of the current society. Is that better or is getting worse?
越来越好。
至少有人回应，不错不错，越来越好，越来越好。今天的生活条件或是环境越来越好，但是生活的质量或是内容却越来越糟。
But we can say maybe our lives have more quantity, but definitely less quality.
从前隔壁村庄 隔壁村庄家里生了几头猪，大家都知道啊。那现在住在你对面的这个叫什么名字，你可能都叫不出来。
So before, the adjacent villages know just about how many new piglets each has, and nowadays we barely even know who lives across the street.
房子呢越盖越近，但是彼此内心的距离却越来越远。
So our houses are being built closer and closer to each other, but the distance between people's hearts are becoming further and further.
过去是担心吃不饱，现在却担心吃太好。
So before we worry about how to fill our stomach, and now we worry about eating too well.
生活越享受，人心却越败坏。
So our life is getting better, but our morals are getting worse.
尤其现代人的家庭呢，越生越少。也难怪新生代呢越来越自私，只当顾自己的需要，而忽略了对别人、对社会的责任。
Especially now, families have less and less children. No wonder the new generation is becoming exceedingly selfish, only focus on their own desires, ignore others.
于是我们看见社会的乱象、道德的沦丧、政治的腐败、社会层出不穷的这些不公不义的事情，每天都在发生，而作为一个基督徒的我们，岂能视而不见呢？
So no wonder there are confusions, immoralities, corruptions, unfairness, unrighteousness everywhere. As Christians, how can we ignore all that?
正因为社会出了问题，神才让教会有存在的必要，否则上帝就让我们信主得救之后，马上就回天家，立刻被分别出来啊，那不是很好吗？
So because of all these problems, God allows a church to form. Otherwise, God could call us out of this world as soon as we were saved.
而且我们将来也不需要审判，我们可以推得一干二净。啊，那个败坏说不是我的责任，那不关我的事啊。
And it would be much easier that we can have excuses that their corruption has nothing to do with us.
因此，基督徒必须要知道神对教会的心意是什么。
So that's why we have to know.What God's will for the church.
尤其当我们还居住在这个世上，我们就有应当尽的社会责任。
So especially as long as we're living in this world, so we do have our duties.
于是我们将来才可以对神交账，是不是？
So that we can face God in the future.
所以今天我们要从耶稣登山宝训的经文教导当中，一起来学习什么是健康的社会观，来做我们的提醒。
Through our today's scripture, we're going to study all together.And what is to have a healthy view of society? The first one is a church is responsible for society. Let's read
13
and 14.
预备，来，你们。
You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world.
好，耶稣呢，在这个福音书里面常常提到我是什么，我是什么，但是呢，他却这里也特别提到你们是什么。
So Jesus often say, I am the what, I am. But here he pointed out that you are the salt and the light.
其实这个身份很重要，为什么？因为身份其实背后是代表一份责任。
So this identity is very important because behind the identity carries responsibility.
例如当别人称你是警察，你是消防队员，你是老师，你是医生。你是律师，或是你是牧师等等，你就赋予一份对他人的责任。
Just like if you're a police officer, firefighter, doctors, teacher, pastor, or lawyer, behind your title there is a responsibility.
我常常说，我们教会存在是对于社区或是对于社会有责任的。
So I often say that our church's existence should have impact on our society.
因为当耶稣称教会是世上的盐、世上的光，这乃是提醒教会对于社会是有责任的。
So when Jesus called the church salt of the earth and the light of the world, it is to remind us that we do have our responsibility.
虽然我们所处的世界是败坏的，社会上也的确充斥着许多不公不义的事情，但正因为有教会的存在与赋予的使命，所以今天才能够有所不同。
So even though we're living in a failing world, filled with injustice and unrighteousness, that's why church needs to get involved.
正如汤里面有了盐的味道就不同了，路上有了光之后就可以指引人方向了。
Just like a little salt in the soup and make it taste better, a light on the road can show directions.
既然我们活在这个世界，住在这个社会中，只要我们没有回天家， 之前就要尽地上的责任，这才是神的心意。
So as long as we're still living this world, we have our responsibility.
你看看我们今天所居住的社会有多么多的乱象，许多不法的事情天天都在发生。
So just look around us, the madness around us, the unjustness around us.
许多弱势团体他被欺负，无人替他们伸冤，许多人困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。许多孤儿寡妇得不到照顾，人间感受不到温暖，感受不到爱。
Just look around us, the poor and the weak was manipulated, just like sheep without shepherd. Many orphans and widows are overlooked, and there's no sense of love.
这世界需要盐来调和，需要光来照亮，这就是教会，这就是基督徒的责任。
So the world needs salt, it needs light. That's what churches are here for.
当然我们也同意社会繁荣进步也许需要借重有能力的政府来推动改革，才能够使社会问题得到妥善的解决。
Of course, we do agree that the government needs to play its part.
但是更重要的是，也是需要有正义之士愿意勇敢地站出来发声，表明基督教的立场，所制定的法律政策才会回到神的心意当中。
And also we need Christians to stand up and let our voice be heard.
在旧约有一位先知叫阿摩斯，他不是社会运动者，他也没有借着政治运动来造势或成名的企图，他只是一个默默无闻在南国犹大当牧羊人与看管无花果树的农夫。
So in Old Testament, there is a prophet Amos. He wasn't a social activist nor have any ambition to be famous. He was just a shepherd and a farmer living in southern county of Judea.
但是因着主的呼召与差遣，他竟然跑到北国，以无惧的勇气向当时繁荣兴盛，但是却骄傲自恃的以色列发出公义的怒吼。
But God called him and sent him to the prosperous northern country of Israel to declare his anger.
在他的信息当中，不只表达了神的严正告诫与审判将近而已，其实更是传递了神当时对这些悖逆世人的恒久忍耐与深沉伤痛。
So it's not only to proclaim the judgment on Israel is near, but also express God's patience and pain.
当时的百姓对政治的腐败与社会的虚伪竟然视而不见，而阿摩斯所要表达的是上帝的圣洁与公义是不容百姓糟蹋与漠视的。
At the time, people are indifferent about politics and overlook the corruption and social issues. But what Amos did is to let people know that God is righteous and holy and cannot be trampled and ignored.
其实今天基督徒面对类似的社会环境当中，尤其是居住在号称以基督教立国的美国。
So today, Christians, especially those who live in America, the country which is foundation is based on Christianity.
当百姓慢慢的悖逆，不愿再遵守神的道，甚至公开反对圣经的价值观，禁止在校园祷告，却公开倡导同性恋，鼓励堕胎，吸毒合法，特别是在加州更是疯狂。
So when people rebel against God, publicly against the biblical teaching, forbid praying on campus, celebrate homosexuality, encourage abortion, legalize narcotics,And California is one of them.
神的慈爱与宽容已经到达忍无可忍的地步了。
So God's anger is reaching its boiling point.
但问题是，有没有现代阿摩斯愿意被神呼召，勇敢起来表达神的正义愤怒呢？
So the problem is, there's someone just like Amos was called by God to express God's anger?
还是我们仍然躲在自己安全的教会的四面安全的保护墙里面，只要视而不见啊，没看，装着没看到就好了，反正都是别人的错，不关我的事。
Or are we still hiding inside the church, ignore all this, and thinking that's others' fault? It's not our business.
当然我们也知道关心政治只是尽社会责任的一小部分而已。
Of course, we know pay attention to the politics. It's just part of our Christian duty.
因为社会上仍然有许多不完美的地方需要改进，而这些不是光靠政府就能够做到的。
Because there are so many imperfections, and we cannot rely completely on government to deal with it.
神造万物是要让我们好好来管理，但是我们把整个生活生态环境弄坏了，就是没有好好尽到环保的责任。
So God created everything and want us to be a good steward. Messing up the environment is not being a good steward.
假如我们没有公德心，我们乱丢垃圾，我们不遵守交通规则，个人至少门前雪，在整个不好的社会风气之下，我们做基督徒的就有责任要去成为榜样。
So like when you're littering, disobey traffic laws and and focus on self and no concerning for others. I think as Christians, we need to be a good example.
而这些责任呢，不是白纸黑字啊的规矩条例一一去遵守，而是神要我们做作为教会要有神所要求那种世上的盐和世上的光那样的一个期待。
So I'm not talking only to obey the laws given by man, but to obey God's instructions to be the salt of the earth and light of the world.
圣经有没有告诉我们说我们的责任到底是什么？哦，要做哪一条哪一条，达到什么程度？也没有，但是却给我们一个清楚的方向和目标，就是要我们去带来整个环境、整个社会的影响。
However, the Bible didn't tell us specifically what to do, but we do know that we should have what our mission is.
而且这是教会的每一位弟兄姐妹都必须努力去完成的。
And then that's the mission that we all need to work together to accomplish.
所以第二方面要讲的是教会对社会是要有影响力的。
So the second one we're talking about is church is influential.
好，我们一起来读第三节、十三节、下半节跟十五节，北情。一个基督徒呢是要有盐味的，不但要有功用，而且要对社会是有影响力的。
So as Christians, we need to be the salt of the earth.
当盐如果失去了它功能上的影响力，主耶稣讲得很清楚哦，他说没有办法叫它再咸，它就变成无用，只好丢在外面被人践踏了。
So as Christians, if we lose our saltiness influence, Jesus clearly said that it cannot be made salty again. It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by man.
我们知道这个盐是指当时的环境，这个是盐盐哈，盐屎里面包着的盐，所以它没有盐味，就丢在那个路上，给人家践踏哈。不是像我们今天用的盐哈，所以我们
的理解。So we know the ancient times, there's salt. There are salt rocks. It's not like the powder we use today.
那光如果不能够照亮，那只能藏在斗底下闲置了。
So if the light has not given light, it's be hidden, it's useless.
所以当教会要成为社会的影响力，我们只有两个选择：你要么就做世上的光和盐，对这世界有所影响；那要么就被丢在外面给人践踏，或是无用而丢弃闲置。
So we only have two choices. We can either be the salt and light to be influential, or we can be thrown out and trampled by man.
那请问你要做哪一个？
And which one do you choose?
第一个哦，我们都希望做第一个啊，第一个。那也许知道，我们都知道，我们要做第一个，所以我们的社会责任就是要做盐做光。但是问题是，万一没有人要理我们怎么办呢？
So maybe you say we all know that we need to be salt and light, but what if nobody even pay attention to us?
你说你是盐，人家说你是糖。
You think you are salt, and somebody else think you are sugar.
你说你是光，人家怎么看不到？
You think you are the light, but nobody can see.
你以为你是秃头，你就有光了，是这样吗？不是啊。人家说一个人都看不到。我认识一个朋友就是秃头，每次我又为主发光了。
This is a joke. I have a friend who's bald, and he said, "Sometimes he said, 'I'm shining for the Lord.'"
常常为主发光，不是这样发光的。问题在哪里？在于我们有没有带出影响力。
So the problem is, do we have any influence?
正如我们喝汤里面要有盐来调和，但是别人能够感觉出来，哎，这个汤有没有加过盐？哎，吃了之后你就知道了。
So if the soup has salt or no salt, then people can tell when they taste it.
正如黑暗的道路需要有光，那光一照亮，别人就看出来之间的差别了。
So if there is light or no light on the road, when the light shines, people can tell.
这就是影响力啊。
So that is influence.
我们既然被命定要成为这世上不可或缺的盐与光，我们就不要光是埋怨这世界的败坏与黑暗。正因为腐败之处需要有盐，幽暗之处需要有光，所以教会就存在了。
So, since we are destined to be salt and light, to fight against the sin and darkness, that is why church exists.
但问题是，教会的存在是否真正有带出影响来改变这个社会呢？
So the problem is, does our church's existence have impact on our society?
还是光我们嘴巴很会说，哎，我们都是做光做盐，我们祷告也都是这样讲，但是实际上对我们的社区，对我们的社会却一点影响也没有。
Or are we just all talk and no act?
教会的影响力是要被看见的。
The influence needs to be seen and felt.
从前在印度，当男人死去的时候，你知道留下来遗留下来的女人呢，要跟着陪葬的。
So, do you know before in India, when husband dies, the wife will be forced to die with him?
但因为基督教传进去之后，这个习俗就被推翻、被改变了。
But when Christianity was introduced, this custom was abolished.
这就是带出影响。
That is influence.
从前在中国，妇女是没有地位的，很可怜，都要裹着这个变成三寸金莲呐。
So, in China, women have no social status, and they're forced to wrap their feet.So small, as small as possible, the causing deformation.
你们都太年轻，都不知道啊。
So the young generation probably don't even know what that is.
我的奶奶有告诉我，我知道啊。
But my grandma told me, so I know.
他们以前都绑过耶。
So they all wrapped.
但是因为为什么会改变？是因为基督教传进去之后，这个习俗也被改变推翻了。这就是带出影响力啊。
So, but when Christianity entered.This cruelty also was abolished.
你在这中国过去地方医疗很落后。但是基督教传进去之后，他们就盖很多的医院治疗这个病患。在台湾也是啊，马街医院还有这个新楼医院啊、哦、等等都被盖起来。
So in the past in China, many places need medical personnel, and then when missionaries enter, they start building hospitals and treating the sick. The same thing happens in Taiwan also.
许多的农村教育不普及，甚至城市也一样。但基督教传进去之后，就开始兴建学校。今天教育开始普及了，这是教会的影响。
And many villages lack public education, but as Christianity was brought in, schools start to build. That's influence.
你看，使得许多的医院、学校、孤儿院都成立了。政府当年做不到的，教会做到了，这些都是影响力啊。
So with the establishment of church, hospitals, orphanages were built.What government couldn't achieve, and church did it. That's the influence which church have achieved.
但是你看现在，曾几何时，教会仍在影响社会吗？
But now you see, does the church still influence the society?
还是我们倒过来，教会反被社会所影响呢？
Or is it the church influenced by the society?
我很担忧，你看我们很多的教会一些不好的社会不好的价值观已经深深的影响教会，把社会运作的那一套世俗也带进了教会里面，就教会越变越世俗化。
So it worries me that many bad values have infiltrated the church, and many bad habits were brought in. So the church becoming more and more like the world.
你别说去影响社会，你不被社会影响，你就偷笑了。
So it would be considered lucky if we don't become the world.
这就是今天教会所沦落的光景，实在悲哀啊。
So that's the current state of the church. It's very pitiful.
我告诉你，神的心在淌血呀。
And God's heart is full of anguish.
因此，教会对于社会要有影响，如何才能够带出影响呢？
So church needs to be influential, but how to be influential?
首先，我们要把那可以做盐、做光的功能 重新找回来。
First, we can't lose our saltiness.
那做盐的不能够 不能够失去味道，就好像我们的生命不能够失去美好的见证来吸引人。
So we cannot lose our saltiness. We cannot lose the beauty in our lives to attract people.
做失去生命中令人羡慕的这个美好见证，这个就 不对了。
We cannot lose this beautiful testimony.
那是我们基督徒的功能。每一位信主的人都必须要有美好的见证，让人来看见。
So as Christians, we all need to have good testimony so people can see.
那做光的照亮不出来，周围的黑暗仍是一片漆黑，那是因为我们把这个光隐藏起来了，就不能带出影响力。
So if we hide our light, and the people will not be able to see us, then we are hiding our influence.
虽然你在发光，可是你都躲在房间里面发光，你都不关心外面的事情，别人怎么看见这个光呢？
So however, you have light, but you're hiding behind four walls. How can people see?
因此我们生命若要做光做盐，我们就要让我们的生命先得到翻转，被圣灵的大能所改变与转化。
So, to be salt and light, we need the Holy Spirit to change us, to change our lives.
当我们身上可以带着基督的大能，我们就会有影响力。
So, when we were filled with the power from Jesus, we can be salt and light.
我们的生命就能够如同可以调和的盐，可以照明的光一样，在你的周围环境当中，就会因为你的存在而带来不同。
And then we can make a difference in our surroundings because we are there.
最后，教会对社会是有使命性的。
So the third one is the church is mission oriented for the society.
我们一起来读第十六节，预备，请。当我们的光能照在人前，叫人看见我们的好行为，神就因此得到荣耀。
When people see our light, our good deeds, God will be praised.
换句话说，当我们愿意遵行神的吩咐去做，成为教会的使命，就能够让神得荣耀啊。
So when we obey God, His word is our mission. God will receive glory.
教会存在的目的就是教会的使命。
The purpose of the church is its mission.
那请问教会的使命是什么？
So what's our mission?
就是遵行神的吩咐嘛。
The mission, it's to obey God.
神的吩咐其实包括两方面。
So there are two areas.
我们刚刚只讲一部分而已，其实是两部分的。
So we just covered one part.
就是神的吩咐，有一个是大诫命，一个是大使命。
So one is the great command, and then the other one is the great commission.
大诫命是什么？
The command is
彼此相爱。大使命是什么？只有两个人知道。哎，我们的主日学在干嘛的？大诫命是要我们彼此相爱。
So the command is to love each
other. 大使命是要我们把福音传到遍传遍地极。
The great commission is to preach the gospel to the end of the
earth. 那怎么样能够结合大诫命跟大使命呢？最好最有效的方法就是透过教会对社会责任的参与。
So how do we achieve those two? The most efficient way to achieve this to get involved with the society.
也就是把基督的大爱与神国的福音带进社会，让世人看见基督徒美好的生命见证，如同光，如同盐。于是不但可以让社会进步改变，神也因此得荣耀，人心也愿意归向真神。你看，教会就大大复兴了，我们的使命也就完成了。
So if we bring the love and the good news into our society, let people experience the salt and the light of our testimony of Jesus, bring people's heart back to God, and church will prosper, and God's commission is accomplished.
教会的存在必须能在社会带来祝福，否则教会就失去存在的意义。这就是我们的使命。
So as a church, we must bring blessings to the community. Otherwise, we'll lose our meaning.
正如耶稣基督来到这个世界上，他也带着使命的。
So just as Jesus came to this world, he has his mission too.
路加福音四章十八到十九节，我们一起来读。
So let's read Luke. He He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recover the light of the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
好，神对教会的期待是整个社会环境的转化，必须是因为教会的存在而改变的。
So God wants us to change the society.
我们来想象一下，假如有一天某个城市的市长邀请教会去市政厅、市政大楼为整个城市来祝福祷告，因为他为这个城市的犯罪率上升啊、交通拥挤啊、经济不振啊、教育疏失等问题正在忧心，甚至束手无策的时候，他请教会来帮忙。
So let us imagine if a mayor of a church, mayor of a city, invite a church, the city hall, to pray for the city because of its high crime rate, traffic jams, slow economy, decline in education. When government has no solution, the importance of the church will rise.
这时候我们看见教会的重要性被看见了，被认可了。
So now the church, we can see its importance.
你认为作为教会，我们应不应该去为这城市祷告？
So do you think as a church, should we pray for the city?
Yes, huh? 所有基督徒应该团结起来，我们都去参加了，是不是？
So I think all Christian organizations should join together and participate.
你说啊，那根本不可能的啊，怎么会发生呢？
So you may think that will never happen.
啊，政府都在反基督教了，怎么可能会发生？
This government is against Christianity.
但是我告诉你，这真的发生，而且发生在我们尔湾呢。
But I tell you, it really happened. It's
去年五月初。尔湾市长在全国祷告会当天，他邀请众教会去市政大楼为这个城市祷告，这是有史以来破天荒的第一次我去参加了。
So in May last year, on National Prayer Day, the mayor of Irvine invited many churches to the city hall to pray for the city, and it's a first in history.
在这样重要的时刻我没有缺席啊，我觉得很光荣。
So I was there. I feel honored.
那由于效果非常好，今年五月全国祷告日又再次的邀请众教会为这城市祷告，这是我们大好机会，是不是
？So and since the result was great, and this May, and then all the churches were invited again.
怎么没有人？是，好，既然是，请问在座谁去了
？So if you think it's a good opportunity, who has participated among us?
很多人都没有参加。
Many people are not are absent.
不但是很多教会没有参加，甚至还在伤脑筋，怎么样计划筹办更多更好玩的、更有趣的活动节目来吸引他们来参加教会活动，以为好像人多上教会啊，上次就开心了。
So, but many churches organize many fun activities to attract people so that they can have more attendance.
我并不是说教会不能够办一些轻松的节目，只是我们在思想这一些办这些的好玩的轻松的活动，这是教会的使命吗？
But I'm not saying that I'm against all the fun activities, but I have to think about, is that our mission?
我们教会有达到做光做盐的功能吗？
So is that what means to be salt and light?
如果没有的话，我们将来要怎么样跟神交账呢？
So if it's not, how can we stand before God?
从前在墨西哥的穷人区，有一首非常流行的，但是很讽刺的一首诗，叫做《基督徒请听》。
So in a poor region of Mexico, a poem full of sarcasm was very popular. So it said, Christians, please listen.
好，我们一起来读好不好？一起来读，如果你可以读的话，一起来读一杯，请。好像我们读得很不好意思，我们大声来读一次。来，我曾赤身肉体，而在你心中却思考着我仪表的道德问题。我曾生病，而你跪下来 为你的健壮而感谢上帝。我曾无家可归，你却告诉我上帝在上帝的爱里有属灵的庇护所。我曾孤单，你却抛下我去为我祷告， 你看起来是那么样的圣洁，那么样亲近上帝，但是我仍然非常饥饿，又孤单，又寒冷。这不正是许多冷漠基督徒的写照吗？
Isn't that the perfect portrait of some uncaring Christians?
雅各书第二章十五到十六节这样说，我们一起来读。
So book of James 2, let's read together.
北情。
Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it?
有什么益处？盼望我们当中，我们真的没有这样一个冷淡的、冷漠的基督徒。
So I hope that we are not such persons.
让我们都起来，我们看看我们周围有什么是因为你可以带来影响、带来改变的。
So let's arise and let us look around and see what we can do.
不要再推卸责任啊！那是谁的责任？那是某个大教会的责任啊！我不关我的事。
And stop passing the balls around and blame others.
或者是做一些达不到神心意的一些形式来安慰自己，说：“哎，我们有在做一些事了。”
Or do some useless things to comfort yourself.
起来做盐去调和吧，因为我们就是和平之子。在这到处受伤害的世代，因为要使人和睦。
So arise to be salt. We are the sons and daughters of peace to make peace in this world where it's full of sufferings.
起来做光吧，去照亮吧，因为在我们周围的黑暗将因你的存在而褪去。那些在黑暗中哭泣挣扎的人，仍在等待着光明的希望。
So arise to be light. Let the darkness surround us recede to bring light to those who are crying and struggling in the dark.
当教会存在带着一个使命，我们可以改变环境，可以祝福社区，可以带来影响。你说我们教会能不兴旺吗？
So when church can change the environment, bring blessings to the community, have influence, how can we not be prosperous?
教会不是修道院，基督徒不要消极的逃避这世界，反而要积极的进入这个世界。
So church is not a nunnery or a monastery. We should not hide within the walls, but to enter the community.
当耶稣要我们要求我们做世上的盐和世上的光，这不是一项可有可无的选择，也不是一项遥不可及的理想。
So when Jesus commands us to be the salt of the earth and light of the world, it's not something we can do or we cannot do, or is something that's unreachable.
也许你能觉得说啊，我们自己的影响力实在太弱了。但是至少你要尽你做地上公民的责任，你要去投票。
So you may think your influence so trivial, but at least you can get yourself out there and to vote.
下星期二，以你的选票来代表你的声音。
So next Tuesday, let your voice be heard.
不让那些不合圣经原则的法案通过，并且把那些合神心意的候选人送进国会，送进议院。
So prevent the unbiblical laws from being passed and elect those who follow God to the office.
当你愿意这样行来为这时代发声，其实你就是在做光做盐的。
When you do so, you are the light and the salt.
同不同意？这是我们做得到的，是不是？最紧绷的，是不是？好，除此之外，我们也应当思想我们作为教会存在的意义跟目的。
So besides that, we also need to consider about our church.The meaning of our existence.
我们常常很严重的问题是，我们不晓得我们教会在干什么。
So the sometimes we have serious problems.
教会存在是干嘛？就是每个礼拜吃吃喝喝，开开心心，将来见主面，就这样。
So is the church just gather together every week and then be happy and then go see the Lord one day?
有时候我在怀疑，我是不是在浪费时间。
So sometimes I kind of doubt, am I wasting my time?
其实我们都知道，我们的时间何等的短暂。
We all know our that life is short.
短暂到让我们没有时间去后悔。
It's so short that there's no room for regret.
同不同意？你的时间跟我时间一样，我们都是非常短暂的。我们也看见有许多人，昨天还在，前天都还很好，突然就不见了。你的周围的朋友也是如此。
So also we have such experience. You see the person around you, and the next day no more. 我们要珍惜
我们的光阴啊。
So we have to cherish what we have.
尤其我们教会正在努力做一个健康的教会。
Especially as we're a church trying to be a healthy church.
我们就要立志修正我们过去曾有的错误和缺失。
So we have to correct our wrongs and amend the imperfection.
这样才会更健康啊，是不是？
So that we can be healthy.
当医生告诉你说，哎，你有过去因为肥胖啊，啊有高血压啊，啊有这个糖尿病啊，这些健康的不健康的原因之后，你就要去改变过去这个不良饮食习惯或是作息方式，慢慢的你就会改善。就会恢复健康了，是不是？
Just like if the doctor says you're overweight and have hypertension and have diabetes, so we need to change our lifestyles so become healthy again.
那教会也是如此的。
Same as church.
我们过去三十多年来，我们不要推卸责任，对不起，我们要想看我们自己现在有没有健康。
So in the past 30 years, so let's not push the ball around. Let's think about how to be a healthy church.
过去都已经过去了。
What passed is past.
这个一棒现在在我们每一个人的手中。
And whatever we have, it's now, it's present.
就好像你不健康，过去都已经发生了，你就懊悔没有用。现在是我要恢复健康的时候了。
So if you're unhealthy in the past, there's nothing you can do, but now you can do something to make it better.
过去我们对社会没有责任感，没有影响力，没有使命性，这些都是造成教会不健康的原因。
So before we don't concern about the society, we don't have influence, that's causing a lot of trouble for the church.
但是从现在开始，我们要立志让我们的生命可以成为别人的祝福。
But now we have to make our mind to make our lives be a blessing to others.
可以来祝福我们的社区，你说这样好不好？
To bless our communities.
我们所拥有的一切，我们将来都带不走。
So whatever in our possessions, we cannot take it with
us. 但是我要告诉你，你所留下来的祝福却是可以影响深远的。
But I have to tell you, the legacy you left behind is everlasting.
虽然我们暂时还住在这个世界当中，但是我们都有责任来祝福这个社区，来改变这个已经变质的社会。使神因我们的存在而得到荣耀。
So when we still live in this world, let us become the blessings to our community and change the society, and may God receive all the praises.
将来我们对神交账的时候，我们都一点都没有后悔。
And then when we're facing God, there will be no regret.
让这样成为我们的目标，你说好不好？
Let us become our purpose.
最后，我们一起来回应，借我赐恩福。
Let's respond with Him, make me a blessing. Let's all rise.
Come, 来，在城市生命崎岖道路中，多少人困倦悲伤，黑暗漫步，快把真光照亮。使忧伤变得宽敞，借我赐恩福，借我赐恩福，借我生命荣耀主。